Florida no longer requires ethanol to be blended in gasoline. Who's rejoicing? Recreational boat users. Nicole Pala Wood works at Boat US, a group that advocated for the gas change. She explains the damaging effects of ethanol for boaters.
We go out and we drive our cars on a daily basis, and so the gas and the ethanol don't separate. But when, you know, most boaters and motorcyclists and other folks who run small engines, they don't have the opportunity to go out and run those engines every day.
She says that there's nearly a million registered boat users in Florida, and she goes on to explain why ethanol causes major problems.
So something called phase separation happens, which allows ethanol to bind to water, and that's actually what hits your engine first. That causes damage, but mostly causes engine failure.
The legislation also benefits motorcycles and older cars that don't have engines designed for ethanol use. Most environmentalists won't be happy with the new law, but there is debate about the ecological benefits of ethanol fuel. I'm Gabriella Watson, Miami.